Cap, calling for a radio check.
This is KD5KX, Kilo Delta 5, Kilo X-ray, go ahead.
Calling for a radio check, how do you receive this radio?
Sounds just a little bit weak. Sounds just a little bit weak on my end. I'm getting into the repeater through the Echo Link. I'm currently in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The name here is Mike. Go ahead. This is KD5KX calling the station that was wanting a radio check. Come back.
KF4CZF was wanting a radio check. Good.
Okay, well, sounds like your radio's working all right. On my end, the audio's a little bit weak, but like I say, I'm actually talking on a computer. So it's hard really to tell through the digital system. Good to hear you on, and hope your radio keeps going for you. This is KD5KX. We'll be clear.
Have a good evening. This is KF4ZZF signing off. Great
check, Mobile.
Listening.
Here is Dave, I'm in the mobile. Heading back to my house in Greer. Hey, you're a little scratchy coming into the repeater bridge. I can understand you.
Yeah, I was talking to a little handheld. I was talking to a friend of mine over here. And heard you in there, so I'll give you a holler. 73s. Take care and be safe on the road. WXRW-NWA.
NWA, KB2HXS. Listen out for a bit. I got a few minutes to go. 19 minutes to go.
HXS. KN4BWA. They just let you loose at any time, don't they?
In there, you're very noisy. Oh, that's you talking. Oh.
What's up, Bubby?
I just drove my bass player home. It was my week to go get the bass player.
So when's your next gig?
Well, we got a few things happening right now. We're not ready to gig out just yet. We're just finishing up the first set. You know, learning music and whatnot, and then we got a little bit more to do, and then we're going to go hit an open jam. You know, once the band gets a little tighter, we're going to go hit an open jam here in Greer, and see what we do, see how we do.
Huh, where can you go open jam then?
KB2HXS Mobile. Well, apparently there's a place in Greer here somewhere that they do an open jam, I think, on Tuesday nights. I think I know where it is. I think it's right there on 14 in the middle of town. But we're going to get some more information. Tom, the bass player, who I just dropped off, knows the guy that runs the jam. So we'll see what we can do in a couple of weeks.
Is it on?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, well, let me know. Maybe my wife and I'll come down and hear you guys. Is it an open venue?
Yeah, I believe so. It's an open jam. I'll get you the information when I get it myself.
Roger. All right, well, good enough. And then we'll just plan on Wednesday on that tile.
Okay, yeah, unless something comes up with work, yeah, we'll tentatively plan Wednesday. That sounds good to me.
Well, good deal. And I need to get either you or Jimmy up to take a look at my emergency backup heat on that little unit in my building. That backup heat's not kicking in.
The one we worked on?
No. That's down at my office building. This is up here in my man cave.
Okay, yeah. Well, what you do is when you're in heat mode, push it up a couple degrees, and it'll kick on.
Set it 72. The temperature inside is 65, and it ain't kicking on.
Okay. All right. I'm about to check that out.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll just take a look at it Wednesday when you're up there, okay?
Yeah, well, it's in heat pump. It's a heat pump. That was that one out there that was running outside the building?
Yeah, and as long as the temperature is above, say, 40 degrees or 45, it does fine.
That's about how they work. Below 45 degrees, the outside 45 ambient, it'll kick the heat strips on because it's got that temperature probe out there, the little ambient temperature probe.
All right. Well, listen, you go have some fun, and I'll talk to you later. KB2, HXS, KN4BWA. That's clear.
All right, Steve. Have a good night. KN4BWA, KB2HXS.
KN4DJC listening.
AC, KB2HXS.
Jerry here. Heard you and Steve talking about some heat and stuff. I know you're a heat and air guy. Wonder if you had any experience with dual fuel units.
Very little experience with the dual fuel. The only thing I know about that is basically the heat pump will run until it gets too cold outside, then the gas will kick on.
I should have done that when I installed. My heat pump's about 15 years old, but it just didn't. Yeah, doesn't do very well when it gets real, really cold. I should have put it upstairs instead of downstairs. I replaced the gas, a regular AC and a gas heat downstairs, which I shouldn't have done. But anyway, needless to say, at some point in time, I'll probably replace it with just another standard unit, as long as the natural gas prices don't skyrocket.
Yeah, when we bought our house here in Greer, we didn't know that it was natural gas in the street. We were looking around for propane, and we were very, very happy to have the gas line run to the house because we upgraded to a gas stove from a glass top stove, and eventually I may change out my system to a gas heat system.
Still doing well. I think mine's a 16 or 17 SEER unit, but it's got a variable speed air handle and that sort of thing. Really didn't need that, but I got a good deal on it when I bought it. But in hindsight, I probably should have put a gas unit in it, a dual fuel unit, because it's really good in the summertime, that's for sure. It's cheap. I've got well insulated. I've got triple pane windows and high insulation. The house is not that big either. My house is pretty efficient, insulation-wise.
That thing is going against me. We had to pull our insulation out of the floor in the basement to get the beetle treatment done, and I got to get insulation back in. And we're waiting on the windows to come in. We're changing all the windows in our house. My house was built in 1966, and it still has the old double-pane wood-frame windows with the springs on either side. So, yeah, they leak like crazy.
Anyone got a second?
No, go ahead.
Sir, you want to phone or call? If someone can, I'll give you my phone number. I've lost it on a floor somewhere. I can't find it. My number is 864-382-6108.
Are you talking to me about copying your number?
I need someone to call on the phone. It's on the, I can't find it. I need someone to call and see if I can figure out where it went.
Oh, shoot. I'm driving right now. I really can't write anything down at the moment.
I said, I'll give you a call if I can't find it by then.
I'm at my house in about 15 minutes. I can call at that point if you want.
Up here, it's not a good idea down here. I got one here. It's I got a shop with a 14-foot ceiling and upstairs with a apartment above it, and it's got it has a tube. It's a Tucson unit up here, because you can't lose one unit from full, so it's very expensive doing it that way.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Them heat strips will light up on you, if you're not, and it'll spin that electric meter.
It's below 40 degrees outside. You run off the heat on the heat strip.
Yeah, that's because the temperature, the ambient temperature sensor tells them to turn on.
Yeah.
That was a little bit noisy that time. That noisy. That one dead there. KB2HXS mobile.
I'd like to. I'm not running about 10 watts here. I didn't know if I was getting into the machine very well or not, but I actually considered a geothermal. At one time, I've got a big enough yard where I could probably, I wouldn't have to drill down too deep. I could just lay it in the yard, but the cost of that, it, my point in life is a little bit prohibitive. I'm not too old to regain it, but I thought at some point in time, I'll probably just go back to a standard gas unit, I guess. Get a high efficiency one at least. But the one upstairs lasted 28 years. That's not bad.
The only issue with the 90% gas units is they're extremely expensive. Extremely expensive. I would just stick with the 80% gas unit and go with that and be done with it.
Upstairs, and now is the AC is 13 seer upstairs, and I'd probably stick with, I think the minimum now that they sell is probably 14 or 15 or something like that. I think the old one I had downstairs was like maybe an 8 before I changed it, but it's really good in the summertime. But whenever they did the last guy lost power and last guy resets the controls, messed it up, and it just really, it runs way too much now. It's not in the summertime. It'll run down to, I have to say, about 78, it'll run down to 74 before it turns off.
It may need a good service. It may need to be cleaned up, but anyway, enough said about that.
Just got to find somebody who knows that train control better than the people that installed it. But anyway, it was nice talking with you. Hope you have a good afternoon, a good evening, I should say, at this point in time. And we'll talk to you a little bit later, maybe. N4 DJC clear.
Then not bad to work on. KB2HXS, and I am good on QRZ if you wish to email me. Wink, wink.